Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Galatians chapter 3, we were taught that with our faith, there needs to be a commitment to the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I do not believe in a works salvation, and the Bible does not teach a works salvation. But I do believe, because the Bible teaches, a salvation that works. If you've been saved, you'll want to get the gospel out. If you don't, there'll be a Holy Spirit convicting you of it, chastening you for it. If you don't want to, then you better examine yourself to see if you are in the faith. I don't question your works, my friend, but your faith. Because I know this, faith works. I'm not saying someone out there's not saved. I'm saying examine yourselves and see if you're in the faith. Because if you have a faith, it works. I may have a belief that there are certain foods that will make me much fatter than I am. There are certain foods and with heavy calories that will quickly put on the weight. There are foods that are full of grease and other things that are not good for me. Now, I can believe that very seriously. But if I eat those foods, it's not faith. Even though I seriously believe that those foods are not good for me, then it's not faith. It's only faith is that when I believe it, then I act upon it. See, a lot of people have a statement of doctrine, but not of faith. They believe Jesus died for them and rose from the dead. They believe that he's the only way of salvation. And don't get too excited about that, because the Bible says the devils believe and tremble. But until he's received as your Lord and Savior, then there's no hope for you. See, that's why the Bible always uses marriage as an example. Isn't it interesting? When we get to heaven, the Bible talks about the marriage feast of the Lamb. Isn't it interesting that Jesus clarified he made woman for a man and they would be one flesh? And he designed marriage. Isn't it interesting that when he says, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you, that he's actually talking about what would happen in a marriage, that a room would be built on for the husband with his new bride. Isn't that interesting that God uses that to show the commitment that a relationship with Jesus Christ actually is? And see, a lot of people have a religion, but they don't have a salvation. So 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself and see whether you be in the faith. Again, when a baby is born, that child is born with a sin nature. That baby doesn't know right from wrong. However, when there is an age of accountability involved, and he can discern right from wrong, then he becomes accountable before God. In Romans chapter 12, verses 14 through 16, we read this. For when the Gentiles, okay, again, this is Romans 2, verses 14 through 16. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law, speaking of the Gentiles that don't have the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile, accusing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men, by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel, all those deep, secret, hidden things will also be judged. You can hide it from your mate, but you don't hide it from God. Again, their commands is, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, shalt not lying to honor parents. And some of those things we have broken. You know, Jesus even said, find that if you hate your brother, even though you don't actually carry out a physical act of murder, the Bible looks at it as killing that person. Now, at an accountable age, we find that even the Gentiles have a mind that can discern right from wrong, even though they did not have the law. Their mind may accuse or excuse them. But the truth of the matter is that man rationalizes, but God scrutinizes. Never, my friend, never try to rationalize your disobedience to God. The bottom line, then, is it is impossible to keep the law in order to obtain salvation. But the law is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, showing us our utter imperfection. See, no one can take away the sins of any man, woman, or child except the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Lamb of God. No other substitute can cast away or remove one's sins. There's no pastor, there's no priest, there's no rabbi or any other religious leader who can absolve you from your sins. No individual can merit atonement by performing good works and saying Hail Mary or whatever else. It will not help. Even Mary in Luke chapter 2, in her prayer, what did she call him? She said, God, my Savior. Even Mary needed a Savior. That's why we find in Luke 2, she offered a sin offering. Now, if she offered a sin offering and she had not sinned, she'd be a liar. Okay, so there's no end. See, Jesus never offered a sin offering. He became a sin offering for us, but he never offered one for himself, because he was without sin. Mary, she offered a sin offering, for she knew she needed a Savior. And she also knew Jesus Christ was that Savior. So we see the futility of keeping the law as opposed to faith. And so look at verses 11 and 12 with that thought in mind. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Again, he lives in them. When God gave the law on tables of stone to Moses, he knew that no human being could keep that holy law. God gave the law to prove that man could not be saved by law works. So it would show him he needed a Savior. The highest moral laws ever given is the Old Testament law. And the law is perfect. And because the law was perfect that was given there by to Moses there on the mount, that is why imperfect men cannot keep it. The law is holy. That is why we as sinners are condemned by it. The law is just. And because it's just of itself, it does not show mercy to the guilty. For then, that would be a violation of its justness. That's why we read in 1 Corinthians 15:55 and 56, where it says, O death, where is thy sting? Remember, the wages of sin is death. O grave, where is thy victory? Because that one that dies in his sin is forever, forever confined to mortality, and his spirit suffers what mortality would suffer. And then he adds in verse 56, the sting of death is sin, because that was its wages. That was its eternal penalty. Death does not mean cessation. It means separation. Forever separated from God. And in the lake of fire that was prepared for the devil and his angels, God didn't want you to go. And so he says, the strength of sin is the law. Why would he say the strength of sin is the law? Because sin is defined and revealed by the law. And so that is the condemning record against us, because it tells us what we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to do. We fall short of that. Therefore, we find that we come short of the glory of God, and we cannot be saved by our goodness, by our works. We need the sufficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I hope that you will understand that, and you'll turn to him if you haven't. That is why cursed is every man if he does not continue in all things as it pertains to the law. Now, we're plainly told here in verse 11 that the just shall live by faith. This is not only a New Testament doctrine. I want you to notice this from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, which is during the law. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Now think of this from Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. This is of Abraham and his justification, being made righteous. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.